Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, why is the Super Bowl halftime show like the presidential race? That's the question that people are puzzling over today. Well, think of the word big. Think of big. Trump is big. It's a big, bold sort of thing. Is Minnie Mike big? Is Bernie Sanders big? Two headliners yesterday. It was a big show. So I put up on Twitter, Dan, on a scale of 1 to 10, the halftime show, too sexual. And a lot of people are at about an 8. So this gets us to the question, can the NFL really say that you can watch the entire game with your kids? You know, or could you argue that as a savvy parent, you got to know with Shakira and J-Lo that you can't with the kids? And isn't it amazing? I guess the angle of attack is sort of in this age of Me Too, exploitation of women, those women exploiting other women, exploiting themselves, or they're making tremendous value yesterday for the two of them by engaging in that. I thought it was a big show. Huge show, a lot of energy, a lot of stuff, too, that was political. Now, J-Lo, in November, when this was announced, said, yeah, it's great. Two Latino women in this age of Trump, making it political. What was political there? Well, born in America, making that argument. Okay. And I think those were cages. Now, they didn't make them exactly cages with the kiddies in them on the stage, but that was in there. So the halftime show, I think, is often more interesting than the commercials, particularly last night's. 855-839-1210. On a scale of 10, how sexual was this? Did you tell your kids? Did you have to shut it off? Did you have to move? Weren't you aware of that? And what do you do as a parent? I mean, for adults, it was fine. It was racy. But that's the expectation. It was a big, huge show. One of them might have been able to carry it, but the two of them together made it a big show. Usually, these Super Bowl shows are tough to carry. People are expecting something big. Same thing when it comes to the presidential race. So over the weekend, we had dueling ads, Bloomberg, and President Trump had two. One was the usual. What was a good ad by President Trump, in which he talked about the idea of safer, more secure, more prosperous and all that. Good to reinforce that. The other, I'm going to play Bloomberg, Stan, but I'm not going to play President Trump. So I'm just going to summarize it because this is an issue that I get what they're thinking. If I can get inside their minds, the criminal justice reform. But is President Trump ever going to get credit for that? Is it worth the effort? And I think the answer is no. On Twitter and pundits and all over the place, say the woman that he featured, Ms. Johnson, all he did was pardon her, commute her sentence. Well, Trump has been pushing, though, and this was one of the biggest things that was bipartisan. President Trump got a law change, the First Step Act. It increased the amount of good time credit for many kinds of federal inmates, prohibited the use of restraints on pregnant women, and ease criminal punishments on certain kinds of drug offenders. There's more, but I mean, it was a first step. Why not credit for that? Because that's something that the Trump base was not, oh, yeah, you ran on this, Mr. President. That's what we need. Now, this was something Trump was doing because he thinks it's the right thing. And I guess politically, he thinks this has value to reach out to various sectors of the African-American Latino community. Now, guess who gave this the all-time halftime show? Said that this, I don't have him anymore here, Dan, so I'll just have to say it. Our buddy, low-energy Jeb Bush, said this was the best halftime show in history. Now, you know, he must have thought a lot of it was in Spanish. Clap. What was that, Dan? Play that again. I was talking
about... Please clap.
Yes.
Please clap.
Oh, yeah, we got the please clap. Yeah, I was talking about immigrants are fertile. But Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio were all over this. And Jeb Bush even cited the bunny guy and the other singer that was in there, Blavin, he cited all of them in his tweet. So Jeb Bush showing his cred. He liked that a lot of it was in Spanish, apparently. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you like the halftime ad? And I'll play you Bloomberg's gun-grabbing ad. And the NAACP had a very good rebuttal to this. They interviewed a number of diverse people. They put together a digital, they put together an online ad, and they pushed back against this, particularly one African-American young adult, a guy in his early 20s, maybe 25-ish, saying, no billionaire white guy is going to tell me how to protect myself and my family. You have guards around all over the place. Not only that, the Bloomberg ad completely overstated by many degrees the number of kids that were shot to death. Now, any kid shot to death, but the storyline was a guy in his 20s. They made it as if he were 6, 7, or 8 years of age and killed by gun violence. So the other thing President Trump did over the weekend is he hit back at Bloomberg. I love this one. Talking about he is paying them to let him stand on a box at the debate. Now you could say, how petty, how silly. I was okay, here's Trump in Cut 11 talking about this with Sean Hannity. And also he went off on, it is in Cut 11. You know, if I get the chance to interview President Trump, I had a chance, we couldn't do it and all that. I told Dan, what you ought to do with Trump is do a lightning round. Just say something, let him riff on it. That's much better than all these convoluted questions and all. He doesn't react well to them. You let him riff and he'll get to some interesting points. So here's Hannity. He says lightning round to President Trump in the clip we saw in Super Bowl Sunday about some of the opponents, including Crazy Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think he's a communist. I mean, you know, look, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialist, but didn't he get married in Moscow? And that's wonderful. Moscow's wonderful.
Might have been the honeymoon.
You don't think necessarily, well, whatever, but you don't necessarily think in terms of marriage, Moscow. And it's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I think of Bernie sort of as a socialist, but far beyond a socialist.
Elizabeth Warren.
At least he's true to what he believes. That's one thing. Because you mentioned now Elizabeth Warren. She's not true to it. I call it a fairy tale. Because everything's a fairy tale. That's how Pocahontas got started. Everything's a fairy tale. This woman can't tell the truth.
Michael Bloomberg.
Very little. I just think of little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. Okay, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. You could be short. Why should he get a box to stand on, okay? He wants a box for the debates. Why should he be entitled to that? Really? Then does that mean everyone else gets a box?
I guess if they want one, I have to negotiate boxes.
Well, the other thing is very interesting. Cory Booker and all these people couldn't get any of the things that Bloomberg's getting now. I think it's very unfair for the Democrats, but I would love to run against Bloomberg. I would love it.
Hillary.
I think of emails. I think of the email scandal. How she got away with that is a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace.
Pelosi.
I think she's a very confused, very nervous woman. I don't think she wanted to do this. I think she really knew what was going to happen, and it's her worst nightmare has happened. I don't think she's going to be there too long either. I think that the radical left, and she's sort of radical left too, by the way, but I think the radical left is going to take over.
All right, that's the way to do it. And, you know, Hannity asked a number of questions. He's going to play it on the show and all, but I like the lightning round with Trump. You just say lightning round. He's not going to go quick. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. But that stuff gets him to rift. That gets him to just go off on the thoughts he's piled up here. I don't think he wants Bloomberg to be the candidate. He obviously wants Elizabeth Warren to be the candidate. That's the obvious choice. Maybe Bernie in second place. Because in a great economy, Bernie Sanders is not going to win, but he's going to win in Iowa tonight, and chaos is going to result. I'm one that believes this Des Moines paper spiked their own poll. Because it shows Bernie surging. Now, I broadcast from Iowa, during the straw poll thing that they do.
All right, Joe Biden.
Prior to all the cauci. And I could tell you, I've never seen a smaller, more inconsequential state kicking the tires constantly. One woman told me, Well, I haven't seen these guys three or four times. I got to see them three or four times before they speak to me. I'll give you a little bit later in the show how this caucus thing will operate tonight. You will not believe how they've made it more convoluted. But I think Bernie, however they spin it tonight, is going to be the clear winner. And I think he's going to win in New Hampshire. And the staggering thing over the weekend was Joe Biden's only up by 5 points in South Carolina. Now, why this is important, I don't believe Biden's going to get there to the end. So you are even hearing people like John Kerry say they have to jump into the ring in order to, and this will be cut 12 coming up. Kerry denied it, but he wants to jump into the ring to stop Sanders. Listen to this guy and see if there's not something that's a little bit off with Lurch, with John Kerry here.
So you heard from Joe, I don't want to go on and on, but you heard from Joe about the things he did with the NRA. That took courage. Delaware is a tough state. I'm a hunter. I'm a gun owner. Been that all my life. But I got news for you. I'm sure there's not a veteran here who would take an AR-16 with a long clip to go out and shoot a deer or shoot anything. There has no business. Joe led the fight to get those things off the street, and now we have a crowd that was willing to bring them back, and we saw what happened in Las Vegas and other places. We need a Joe Biden with the guts and the courage and the savvy to be able to do something about that's reasonable about guns in our country.
Is that a new gun, Dan? Did they change the AR-16 that he referred to? With John Kerry? I have to look that one up with a long clip. That must be a new weapon. All right, so could Kerry jump in if Joe Biden falters? Yes.
Like an AR-16 with a long clip.
Yes, that's right. I could see Lurch getting in there again. I'm praying the Pennsylvania primary is important this time. He might come here and eat a cheesesteak hoagie again. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Great side question. And Dan, who is it that we take listener suggestions sometime on the side question to see the best? Who is it that suggested today's side question?
Yeah, our super fan, Johnny Stangler, suggests that we do best televangelists. Sadly, when coming up with televangelists, I can only think of six or seven off the top of my head. When we come up with these things, we try to get at least 10 just off the top of our head, knowing that listeners probably think very similar to us. So instead, we expanded that to the best TV pitchmen of all time.
That is a great one. So they could be in a just 60-second, 30-second commercial coming off the Super Bowl yesterday, or they could be kind of the infomercial genre that's out there, which I love. I have a clear guy that I won't take off the board yet. I'll give a little bit of time, but he's my favorite all time. I don't know that he'll win, but he's tremendous. Joe's got a clear winner, too.
I'm going to take a big name off the board now, Dom. Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
The best TV pitchman of all time. And what is he selling? He's selling Christianity.
Yes. Well, he was the original guy, the tents and the whole thing and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wasn't a phony baloney televangelist. Those guys went off. No offense to Joel Osteen,
We can have the argument whether they're phony or not, but even if we consider them not phony, they're still selling the religion, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Billy Graham. All right. I'll save mine coming up here. I got three or four in a row, though, that any one of them could be the winner. At the end of your call, then, hit us with your favorite TV pitchman in honor of our listener and also in honor of yesterday, Pitchman Galore. By the way, I wouldn't mind throughout the show hearing Hammer Time a little bit, because Hammer Time made a reappearance yesterday, and the ad that it was in has been voted among the top five ads. So we'll talk Super Bowl commercials at some point. All right. Side question of the day, then. Just hit us with that TV pitch, man. And Dan, we got the big prize we're getting from the portals of Walter Koss today.
Huge prize, Dom.
Huge. Beyond huge.
Bigger
Trump
than anything we've ever given
right,
away
Joe,
on this show.
Wait a minute. Joe, you do President Trump. Let's hear your hugest huge from President Trump.
It's going to be huge, bigly.
No. Not good enough. This is bigger than that. Try again, Joe.
Huge.
Okay.
Let's bail out of that one, Dom.
No, it wasn't bad. The second was pretty good. And what is the prize today, Dan?
Today we are giving away our first ever Dom Time calendar. Dom Time 2020, the official Dom Show calendar. Hit shelves. Well, I don't know if it's hitting. I'm bad at this. That's why you did the live reads, Dom.
Okay.
But no, we're giving away our first ever 2020 calendar for the side topic of the day. And it can be a pitch woman, too.
Oh, yes, that's right.
A big one like to use her thighs for something.
Yes. Well, how about the woman with the, and she was really hot, Susan something, Joe would know with the.
That's
Suzanne
won.
Summers.
Yeah, that's a
no,
Thigh Master.
No, with the big spiked haircut.
I don't know.
Who was that pitch woman?
Ooh.
I don't know if the product was fitness or not. She was huge. She was nuts, too, many times on the air, but it'll come up. Susan Powder or something like that. I'm butchering it. Okay. Now, the premise of the Dom calendar, there is a thing. We're not making this up. It's not just the photos we've been putting up.
You're good.
What is it?
Susan Powder.
Susan Powder. And what
good
did she
job.
Pitch?
Stop the Insanity was her catchphrase.
Yes.
The Susan Powder Show. She had a lot of products, Dom. I'm trying to think of the one that you might recognize. But yeah, all through the 90s, she was huge.
Yeah, and I just dropped off. I was it fitness, though, Dan, or was it?
Yeah, it was mostly nutrition and
yeah.
fitness.
I kind of like to stop the insanity. I have to adopt that one a little bit. It's helpful today. All right. So this premise of this talk radio calendar is not just all these flattering pictures of me, one a month, in various poses.
So along flattering.
Along with Dan, even though they have me with black socks on a beach. But it's also, we put into this, my only wish is that we had doubled at least more stuff. And once people get the calendar, maybe the second round of this, they'll have more suggestions of what we think talk radio listeners want on a calendar, like the birthday of Ronald Reagan, the birthday of Dom Giordano. Why has Joe come up with these, you know, some day that we recognize that, the Electoral College Day we recognize.
The anniversary of Dom's toupee.
There you go. That's right. When we first got that fitting, and it hasn't had to been fitted since. All right. So
your head's grown so much. I don't know how it still
exactly.
fits.
I don't know how it fits. I can use my head as a bat. It's almost a Jim Kenney head, which let me segue. Did anyone notice yesterday? Now, the NFL, I'm looking at glowing articles, and it's true. The NFL has put out the fires. Now, I bet there are listeners that didn't watch yesterday that the fires have not been put out for them. Kaepernick, all the other nonsense that goes on, right? They were under a lot of fire for a couple years, and rightfully so. Well, that seems to have gone away. They have bought off various elements, Malcolm Jenkins, Jay-Z. So what happened yesterday? TMZ again. God bless TMZ. I know they're a tabloid thing. I know all that. But they are the ones that have an eye for news that the news doesn't or won't have. If not for TMZ, we wouldn't know yesterday. And it's very clear when you watch the video, I put it up, that our buddy, Jay-Z, Jim Kenney's buddy, who comes here and does the America event over Labor Day, did not stand for the national anthem. His bodyguard did. Beyonce did not stand, and their kid did not stand there with them. Now, you could say we're overreacting to this, but the question I had coming off this is, between the two of them, Dan, I would guess they're probably worth $1 billion or close. In assets in totality, right? You think that's a pretty good guesstimate?
I think that's a very conservative guesstimate.
Yeah, I'm trying to be conservative. They might be over
a
billion.
Jay-Z's alone net
worth
is over $1 billion.
Yeah, on net worth on paper, right. And, you know, the NFL treats this guy, and I'm not sure if he did the halftime show or not. There seems to be a dispute over that. But anyhow, they're worth that kind of money. So how in the world is it they still had this chip on the shoulder? Or was this street cred? Did he not stand up because he's being criticized for abandoning Kaepernick? Is that why? Now, you would think, I know Fox isn't going to show that. They're going to say that's not newsworthy. Yeah, it is newsworthy. How much of the media are reporting that? How much of them talk about anything like this? And here again, if the media in Philadelphia were doing their job, right, there's hundreds of them with access to Jim Kenney. Philadelphia has gone out of their way to do this event that disrupts everybody toward the end of August, September, every year, right? Even people that have some money and power in downtown Philadelphia and have tried to stop it because it disrupts their lives, they're told no. Jay-Z will be mad. So here's a guy who chooses, along with his wife and kid, not blatantly, not to stand for the Star Spangled Banner, for the national anthem. It is disgraceful. I think at some point, Trump will probably tweet out about this. And the other side thinks, well, what's the big deal? He has a right. Yes, he has a right to do it. No one's saying he didn't have a right. He can be an ingrate all that he wants. That's fine. Don't you think you ought to be asked about it, though? What's the reason for that? Why does the NFL support a guy who won't stand up? Not only support, he's their main guy for the national anthem. So the NFL has, I thought it was a pretty good game yesterday. I thought it had its moments. There were a couple calls that were a little bit questionable, but it wasn't a boring game. It was a pretty good game, well-played game. Difficult in the Super Bowl because it takes forever to get to it and all that. And then the halftime show was big. I made that point about that and running for president. That was definitely big. Now, where are those cages that those kids were in? That's what they look like to me, kids coming out of cages. There was a political statement with it, too. But should the Super Bowl halftime show be kid-friendly? You know, where's the line where it becomes too much of an adult thing? I think the NFL ought to be asked about that. What's their decision? This is a hit. I bet Dan, the halftime number might have been bigger than various parts of the actual game. That's how big I think it was. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. As I said, the NRA put out a response to the Bloomberg ad. And their response was to show any number of diverse Americans, women, a couple of African-American guys, some white guys, really pushing back against Bloomberg. So everybody thinks Bloomberg's the antidote to Trump right now. I don't. And I think that'll become clear once he gets into a debate. He's got to get past the base of the Democrat Party to start with, and I don't think he has the ability to do that. I don't see that in the slightest. Also, our eye is on State of the Union tomorrow night. This is a big week for President Trump, okay? We have the State of the Union. We have Acquittal Day. And we have President Trump just dwarfing throughout the rest of the week the Democrat candidates. But this is a huge, huge, the Iowa caucuses tonight. And finally, we'll have something definitive. I think it's going to be Bernie. Here's the Trump ad, Dan. This will be 9B, that he's getting no credit for not only freeing Alice Johnson, but also getting this Criminal Justice Reform Act, and it's very difficult to do, getting that passed. Here's how the ad sounded yesterday.
I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to start over. This is the greatest day of my life. My heart is just bursting with gratitude. I want to thank President Donald John Trump. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, but no credit from the media and the Twitterverse and all the rest of it. Now, here is the Bloomberg ad. No, I'm not the Bloomberg ad. Here's the NRA torching the Bloomberg ad. Now, this wasn't on the Super Bowl. It was just online, but I think it was tremendously effective.
As the mother of a three-year-old little boy, my family means everything to me. As a woman, I believe that the best way to protect my family is with a firearm.
I'm a proud father, and if anybody messes with my daughter, they're going to learn today.
It's very important for me to keep my home secure, and that is why there is a gun on the left side of my bed and the right side.
As a woman, it's important that I'm able to defend myself. As a mother, I would like to pass it on to my daughter so that she knows she never has to be defenseless.
Mr. Bloomberg, your home is protected by armed guards at all times. Why can't I exercise my Second Amendment rights to protect mine?
Mike thinks it's stupid for us to own guns in our own home. Mike, what part of shall not be infringed don't you understand?
Mike Bloomberg, think about the women in your life. Are you okay with the fact that your policies could leave them defenseless?
And Mike, as an African-American male that you want to disarm, I promise you will never take away my Second Amendment. Michael Bloomberg will never take away my right to defend my family.
And Michael Bloomberg will never take that right away from me. And Mike Bloomberg will never take away my right to defend myself. I'm the gun lobby, and I am not afraid of Michael Bloomberg.
As a former SWAT officer, I've been in many scary situations before.
But Mike Bloomberg, I'm not afraid.
I am not afraid of Michael Bloomberg.
And I am not afraid of Mike Bloomberg.
And I am not afraid of Mike Bloomberg.
I am not afraid of Mike Bloomberg.
Mike, come and take it.
Oh, I love that last line. Mike, come and take it. All right. Does this really play in America? This guy, this can't say saw it off, Dom. And Trump already scorching him on that. So that first debate, they're going to be looking at the box. Is the box being raised, the lift? How much of a lift do you get? So, Dan, if you were some of these guys, let's say Bernie's 6 foot. I don't know if he is. I've never been next to him. How about if he raises his to your height? He gets a lift. It'd be a great SNL. You keep on raising the lift, and we have 7-footers up there on stage.
I have a better idea. How about he just stands on top of, like, Cory Booker or sits on his shoulders, and they wear a giant trench coat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that. Bring Cory Booker back. He can do that because Bloomberg. So what height is Bloomberg thinking he's going to cheat to with the lift? Is he going to get to? Is he going to look like a 6-footer there? Now, on the serious side, if you remember the presidential debates, Republican side, Trump and people like that were in the center of the stage, looked big. Some of the others, like Rand Paul, who's a friend, I really like Rand Paul, they don't. It's an advantage. And Bloomberg knows that. It's going to be very interesting to see what the other Democrats say about that. Can you imagine if Bernie says, hey, Mike, get off your lift. Come on down to reality here. Get off the lift. All right, we got a great side question. Everybody has a favorite pitchman on TV. Hit us with yours. And we have a calendar to give away. Wow. Rolling it right out. We'll let you know when we're going to have some of them available to the public, but it should be pretty soon.
Give me a break, gosh almighty.
Thank you, Joe. You'll be there. So Iowa tonight, the fear is Bernie. And one of the reasons, it's not just purity. We need somebody to beat Trump. He can't beat Trump. It's also because Bernie is authentic. Bernie might actually take apart the infrastructure of all these lobbyists and all these other Democrat hangers-on and all these people, because Elizabeth Warren has been a creature of that. Bernie's not. They're actually afraid, I think, a lot of the establishment figures, that Bernie might dry up a lot of their influence and money if he happened to become president. That's a reason, too, a major reason. And I think they don't want him. They're going to move heaven and earth. He's going to win tonight. There'll be a lot of spin because this Iowa thing is kind of goofy as far as how they determine stuff. He is going to win, though. And when he does, this is going to trigger New Hampshire. I think he's going to win, too. A bigger civil war. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push #1210. Now, I'm rooting for Bernie to win. Well, wait a minute. How are you rooting for a communist to win? Because this plays out well. This now will trigger just a back and forth. They'll be killing each other over the next couple months. And does it play into the hands of Bloomberg? We'll see. We'll see what Bloomberg does once he gets into a debate. All right, let's go to, let's start off with Emil. He's in Woodbury Heights, and he's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Emil, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Very well.
By the way, I know it's Dominic. It's not like Don, like other people say.
That's well, I'm glad. First thing. I'm glad you got that. Thank
and
you.
And I spoke to Mr. Producer.
Yes.
You always call me Emil. I'm Emilio.
Emilio,
I went to the
okay.
Seven Fishes.
Okay, Emilio, I'm sorry. I'm just going by the name up here. But okay, I'm glad we got name straight. Go right ahead.
Okay. First of all, I love the Seven Fishes. It's the greatest thing,
well,
and
thank
I
you.
Met you once.
Okay.
And it's a great, you know, I did it once, and I asked you a question. Were you a teacher at, you'll remember me, because I'm the handsome guy. You're going to say, and I said to you, did you teach at Triton or
yeah, Island? I did, Emilio. I got a number of people waiting, though, so let's thank you for all that. I appreciate
all right, let's
it.
Let's go.
Who's your person?
The person?
Yes.
It would be Mr. Whipple.
Right.
Or, it, you know, don't squeeze the Charmin. Or the guy who says, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I don't know what his name is. But,
all right. We got you for both. Thank you, Emilio. Thank you very much for starting us off. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210.
I didn't ask for this.
By the way, as all this was happening, President Trump has now, well, the U.S. military, but have taken out another terrorist, a drone strike that killed Al-Qaeda's affiliate, the leader in Yemen. The Al-Qaeda leader, Qasem al-Rimi, was killed in an airstrike in Yemen. They're waiting for full confirmation, but the CIA and others say they are pretty sure that's where it is. So expect to be hearing more of that in the State of the Union. And again, I made the point repeatedly. What happened with Iran? Now, they could strike back at any moment. That's true. But bottom line is they seem to be chilled by this, by Soleimani. All right. So halftime show. Is the halftime show, should it come with the sonorous voice coming on and saying, you know what, now's the time to get the kiddies into another room. It's now the NFL Pepsi halftime show. Is it that bad? Is that an exaggeration out of what we saw? I would say this isn't, you know, stuff that kids ought to be watching. It was an adult show. It was racy. It wasn't crazy, but that's the main takeaway today more than anything else. Maybe a little bit on the TV ads, but the halftime show, and we're waiting for the numbers, maybe outdrew even the game itself or portions of the game. And we go through this many years with the NFL. Sure, they bill it as a family thing. A guy sent me a note and said, look, we had a party. There were kids there. There were a dozen kids there. What are we supposed to do with them? Well, you got to know with J-Lo and Shakira together that's what it's going to be about. That's what they do. So you can't say you're caught unaware. These are acts that you don't know, right? Absolutely, you got to know. Okay, that in the Bloomberg ad and the rebuttal by President Trump, the interview with Hannity, they're the main takeaways from the game yesterday. And we're waiting, I guess this afternoon, at least we know now, 4 o'clock on Wednesday is the vote. And the guessing is how many people on the Democrat side are going to vote for acquittal? If it's 3, if it starts to be 3, might be 1 at least. If 3 or 4 of them do that, this could easily be billed as bipartisan. That is a good thing for President Trump. You know, wasn't this just idea of Republicans standing behind him? No, I don't think Mitt Romney is going to vote to remove President Trump. I don't think any Republican is. But on the other side, there are 3 or 4 looking at this. I think they are going to vote to do that. Now, I was disappointed, just like you on Friday. We had that big buildup on Friday. Will you be watching 2 o'clock in the morning? It's disappointing to me that it still lingers out there, but I get what McConnell was thinking. He didn't want Murkowski to make this 50-50, and then what would Roberts do? So 51-49, as sure as no witnesses, there's going to be no damage coming out of this. It does get in the middle of the State of the Union, but come Wednesday, we're going to see a bipartisan vote. That's big. Hopefully 2 or 3 or 4 Democrats saying they acquit. And then President Trump is going to take a victory lap with it for weeks.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.